Jacob and Joseph. Now Jacob lived in the land where his father had been a stranger, the land of Canaan. His son Joseph every day fed his flocks with the brothers, the sons of his father's wives. But Joseph brought an evil report to his father about his brothers. Jacob loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he therefore made for him a coat of many colours. Now, this was not a great idea, although we know that Jacob would be in the kingdom, doesn't mean that he was always wise, and we've got to learn from his mistakes. When his brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than all his brothers, they hated him and couldn't speak well to him. Then Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen now, this dream which I have dreamed. We were in the field binding sheaves, and my sheaf arose and stood upright, and your sheaves stood around my sheaf and bowed down to my sheaf." His brothers said to him, "Would you indeed be king over us? Will you really rule over us?" They hated him all the more because of his dreams and because of his words. He dreamed another dream, and he must have thought, "Oh no, I can't tell my brothers this dream." Like we might sometimes feel, "Oh, I can't speak up for God and his word." But he had this dream, and he told it to them. He said, "I've dreamed another dream. The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed down to me." Now, Jacob had altogether 12 sons, and so Joseph sees in his dream 11 stars bowing down to him. So the 11 stars were his 11 brothers, and the sun and the moon they would have understood as his mummy and daddy. He told the dream to his father, and his father rebuked him, saying, "What is this that you've dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers really bow ourselves on the earth before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father thought about the dream. Now his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem, and Joseph asked Joseph, "Your brothers are feeding the flock in Shechem. Please, can I send you to them?" "Here I am," said Joseph. He must have thought, "Uh-oh, if I go and I'm with my brothers far away from my daddy, I hope I'm going to be safe." "Go then," said Jacob, "and see whether all is well with your brothers and the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent Joseph out of the valley of Hebron, and Joseph arrived at Shechem. He was wandering in the field when a man found him and asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I am searching for my brothers," he said. "Can you tell me where they are feeding their flocks?" "They have gone on from here," the man replied. "I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. When his brothers saw him from far away, before he came close to them, they made an evil plan against him and decided to kill him. They said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer comes. Come, let's kill him and throw him into a pit, and we'll just say that some wild animal has eaten him. Then we'll see what will happen to his dreams." Reuben heard this, and he said, "Let us not kill him and shed his blood. Instead, throw him into this pit in the wilderness, but don't lay hands on him." Reuben planned to save Joseph and to later on deliver him back safe to his father. So it happened that when Joseph came to his brothers, they grabbed him, stripped him from his coat of many colours, and they threw him into the pit, which was empty without any water in it. So he could have died just from not having enough water. Then they sat down to eat their food, probably the nice things he'd brought to them from their loving daddy, Jacob. Then they noticed a caravan of Ishmaelites. That's a big chain of camels carrying lots of goods. They noticed a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, with their camels loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, which they were carrying to Egypt. Judah then said to his brothers, "What is the point in killing our brother and hiding his blood? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let's not touch him ourselves, because he is our brother." And the brothers were pleased with that idea. They lifted Joseph out of the pit, and for 20 pieces of silver they sold him as a slave to the Ishmaelites. And the merchants took Joseph far, far away to Egypt.
He must have been like pleading with them, saying, "No, no, no, please don't do this to the baby."
Yeah, because he's a bit, "Please keep this, please, and don't show it to your brothers."
And they didn't listen to him. When Reuben returned to the pit, Joseph was no longer in the pit, so he tore his clothes in grief and said to his brothers, "The child is not, and I, what shall I do?" The brothers took Joseph's coat of many colours, killed a young goat, dipped the coat of many colours in the blood of the goat. Then they brought the coat of many colours to their father, saying, "We found this. Is this your son's coat?" Jacob recognized it and said, "It is my coat. Surely a wild animal has eaten him, and he's been torn into pieces." Jacob tore his clothes in grief and put on sackcloth and mourned for Joseph for a long time. All his sons and daughters tried to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted and said, "I will go down to the grave mourning for my son." Thus Jacob wept for Joseph. What an awful thing to do, to lie to their own father about what they'd done to their brother. And that's where jealousy and envy leads. That's why I was telling you not to be jealous of each other, because that's where it leads.